Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Here live with Esther Goulias, the tax lady, EG Tax, year-end tax tips. Well, really, it's more like New Year, because your year-end stuff should have been in the rearview mirror by now, right?
Right, but it's true. But the thing is, it's so interesting. I'll say to a server, do you know your tips are tax-free? Most of them. And they'll go, yeah, sure. Or you think to somebody is working overtime, wow, that, you know, you don't have to complain anymore because $25,000 up to $25,000 of your overtime is tax-free. And it's like I don't think people really realize all the things that changed that's going to be on your 2025 tax return.
Well, when you
and moving forward,
everyone wants to do a New Year's resolution or something like that. For a New Year's tax resolution, I mean, should it be starting to pay attention to things like that? What should you have in order throughout the year to make the end of the year and your next tax year a little easier?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things in the tax law that people don't know that actually, if they filed or they took advantage of all the deductions that are there, they would make a lot of money. But I think taxes, people think that they're paying a lot of money in taxes. People don't realize that maybe like 40% of people don't pay taxes at all. The government pays them, but you have to file in order to get it. So if you sometimes you'll I had a lady that came in not long ago. She hadn't filed in 5 years, but she had refunds coming because she had an earned income credit and she didn't think she could get anything because she was under minimum filing requirements. But she had an earned income credit coming of about $11,000 for the last 5 years. But she lost two of the 11 because it was outside of the statute of limitations. And so you see that a lot, especially now with governments sending money out that stimulus money. And what do? They go to the well and see if you filed a tax return, because those are the people who are going to get the money. And if you didn't file, you miss it, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like now the tariff money that Trump is saying he's going to start sending people. If you don't have something on file, they're going to miss you, you know?
So make sure you're filing.
Yeah,
or else
I mean,
all
the tax code isn't
you.
All about paying money, it's about getting money many times. And obviously those people that are paying, they want to pay attention because they can save money. And those people will be keenly involved in saving money. Like, for instance, if you have a non-working spouse and she's not under a qualified pension plan, you might be able to put money into an IRA for her. I'm thinking that's very sexist of me, thinking it's a lady. But you know, and that would cut your taxes right away. Or people that have a pension plan at work, and here it is the beginning of the year, and they haven't signed up for it, and there's an employer match, and they're not getting that money, mm-hmm. you know? So that would be a good New Year's resolution to say, I'm going to pay better attention to my overall finances. And watching your credit, too. You know, like sometimes people will say to me, I'm going to take $40,000 out of my 401k plan at work because I want to pay my credit card. Oh my God, and I'm under the age of 59 and a half, so they're going to have to pay taxes plus a 10% penalty. It's not a good thing to do. But if they borrowed that money, like for instance from their 401k, they wouldn't pay anything. They'd pay themselves back. So it's like, yeah. Do you want to pay $20,000 in taxes, or would you like to not pay anything? And it's just doing a different way.
A lot of stuff that you kind of have to talk to somebody maybe right. to help figure out. Now, when the calendar flips next week, when January hits, are you instantly busy? Do the phone calls come in right away, or is everybody waiting a little bit for the documents
People
to come in?
People wait for the documents. Usually about the 20th of the month, the phone goes crazy. But up till then, people just say, well, we can't make an appointment till we have our stuff. Not true. You can make the appointment. And I'll tell you, if you do make the appointment and we're missing some stuff, we'll just wait for you to bring in the stuff and mm-hmm. we'll get it done later.
So you can make it work.
But the important thing is don't file so early that you don't have your things in order, because that could really mess up your refund.
That stuff can trickle in pretty late a lot of times.
Yeah, well, especially now the IRS isn't open up towards the end of January, which is really weird because it used to be on the 2nd of January we were mm-hmm. ready to go because the IRS was ready to go. It's just been getting later and later, especially now with all the Trump tax cuts, you know.
Well, with we talk to you so often throughout the year about all the changes that happen. You're one of the only people I know who get excited about taxes.
Because I love saving people money.
Yeah, well, when we look back to all the changes that have been made that are going to apply to the next tax year, what are you most excited for to be able to apply for people?
Well, I think probably one of the things I really like is this Trump account for kids that are born in 2025, 26, 27, 28. They're going to deposit after the 4th of July $1,000 into these kids' accounts, but the mom and dad have to apply for it. So to mm-hmm. get the Trump account and the $1,000 deposit for your little baby born in 25, 26, 27, and 28, you have to apply for that, and they're going to put $1,000 in the kids' account.
I also heard that there was going to be a lesser amount for anyone else who might have been born before, like up to 10 years old from the Dell. But all this still has to be like
right.
Still
that
has to kind of
that
come
is
out in
not
the wash.
That's not the Trump account. But then again, I think the reason they push it off to July the 4th is there may be some tweaking.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
lots to still go and lots to still talk with you about. Thanks
yeah.
so much.
You're welcome.
Esther Goulias, the tax lady, EG Tax, joining us talking about some year-end tax tips, what you have to be ready for in the new year.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.